Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one sports station. We're here with Chicago Sports Talk when you need us. Live from the Hyundai Studios, we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. The Score!
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. You can call 1-877-CARS, the number 4, kids. Glad that you are hanging out today. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Matt Spiegel is going to join me at 1, one of our hosts of Inside the Clubhouse and Hit and Run. There's some baseball stuff that I want to talk about, which I'll get to momentarily. I also would like to discuss some of the statements that teams are putting out and how, in one case, there's a lot of growth, and in another case, you have to wonder, didn't you run this by anybody? And think maybe, just maybe, that your voice isn't the one that should be saying things like this. I want to get to that. There's some football stuff. I ran across a Mike Florio interview with Ryan Pace that I want to talk about. And we didn't get into it yesterday because, obviously, you know, I had a little bit of a breakdown on air. But there's some stuff from Friday's show with Darren Jackson that I really would like to share because I just thought that it was great. So all that stuff is coming up on the show. I just kind of wanted to start the show today and talk a little bit with you about some things that have happened since yesterday. And shout out to the people over at Caesars, the killer margarita, because I was shocked to find this out like afterwards. But after I brought up that they were feeding students yesterday, with CPS lunches being discontinued yesterday, apparently they are back up in the grab and go, are back up and running today. What they did was they created a link where you could donate. So Caesars is going to continue this, and it looks like a menu item. Is it feed a child? It's like a menu item, and a lot of people donated yesterday. So I went over there and got dinner. I donated and then went and got dinner there as well. Traveling to the north side yesterday was a real experience, seeing how the city was once again like cut off. You know, I'm someone who uses Lakeshore Drive pretty robustly, and you couldn't get past 55 on Lakeshore Drive. I don't know what it was on the north end. I imagine it was probably Grand. Like, you could probably get to North Avenue and just north of south of North Avenue, and then you would have to gotten off. So it was an experience for sure. There's some things I want to make sure that we're clear on. All of this stuff that people are doing whether it's cleaning up, which is really wonderful, supporting my block, my hood, iGrow, which we'll get to momentarily. It was interesting that those were a couple of the choices that the Bears chose, too. I want you to remember, and it's key to this discussion, that as you see people tweeting and Facebooking and Instagramming the ideas of unity, that's a wonderful message. And we did it this morning, too, as a station. The Score did that. We tweeted out the idea of being against racism. That's fine. That's an important thing. This is a simple demonstration that has complicated beginnings. Where we're at and where we need you to be is, this is about police brutality and reform. And there are even more examples of it during protest. And I'm not talking about arresting people who you think might be Antifa or people who are committing crimes in their protests. We are seeing police officers still with cameras on them going after peaceful, legal protesters with impunity. You're seeing it in Grand Rapids. You're seeing it in Minneapolis. You're seeing it in Chicago. It happened on 53rd Street where a young man was taken to the ground and beaten by police. A young activist, a 19-year-old activist named Justin Cosby, was held and no one knew where he was for almost a day. So, yes, the idea of unity is really important, and your help in that regard is really important. But don't lose sight of what the issue is. The issue is George Floyd was murdered by police. Those police officers abused their authority, and because they did, a person is dead. So the goal becomes holding police responsible for their actions and the way that they interact with the community. And those things are helped with a better understanding of the community that you serve. And those things are helped by all of us learning to put some of our biases aside and helping your fellow man. But don't get it twisted. The reason that people are taking to the streets is because police power was abused and a citizen is dead because of it. So you're going, that's why you heard me yesterday talking about the dismay I had with how this is covered. This is now about covering protests instead of the thing that's most important. The police abused their power and a citizen died because of it. And we have to get to a place where we can make the officers who are out there better officers, better at de-escalating things, and more accountable when they cross the line. That's the goal. That's the goal that we're working on. The other stuff is tentacles to that, but the simple issue at hand is police action needs to be reformed. And how do we go about doing that? How do we hold politicians accountable when they make promises about reforming police so that you don't have to watch a tragedy like George Floyd on television? So as everyone tries to program around all of these things, you're getting discussions on, well, what constitutes a peaceful protest versus what's a violent protest? Fine. As long as at the root of it, you understand that this whole protest began because of police brutality. That's the connect to Colin Kaepernick. When you hear people talking about it in sports, that's where that connection comes from. That's what he was talking about. And we're dangerously close from a national conversation perspective of losing that. Some of that is by design, and some of it is just people are not sure what to do with it. So when you heard me talking yesterday about the way that I feel we can start to make change, yeah, I was talking about different aspects of making change. But at the root of that tree is I want it to be safe for people of color to interact with the police. I want it to be safe for my white brothers and sisters to peacefully protest. And when they interact with the police, they aren't being hit with shields and batons and having rubber bullets pointed right at their face, having flashbang cans thrown right in their face. These are things that are still continuing to happen nationwide. And what's terrifying is that even under this environment, with phone cameras on and everyone ideally paying attention, that we are still seeing police be aggressive with peaceful protesters. We're still seeing that. And there's something fundamentally wrong with that. And that's the change that people are trying to get to here. So I don't want you to get too distracted with the statements that come out and people are talking about, you know, my team, or I feel that there's no place for racism. Yes, correct. You are 100% correct. But if your platform doesn't also call out violence by police, then your statement is almost worthless, because that's what we're talking about. So I appreciate your pictures with your black friends, your black teammates. I appreciate that. But your platform has to have in it a disdain for police going over the line. There being reform inside police agencies and holding politicians accountable for the promises that they make when it comes to reform. The lobby of police departments nationwide is very strong. And even those that walk in and are good intentioned will often get co-opted by police unions and fraternal orders of police. I would argue that you're seeing it play out right in front of you with the mayor of Chicago. So don't allow for the momentum that has been gained in an understanding and dialogue when we're talking about how can we make this situation better. Make sure that you demand that when we hear people come out with statements about this, that they understand that the underlying issue, the reason that people have taken to the streets, is because George Floyd is dead because of police brutality. That there needs to be reform in the way that police interact with the citizens. And there are some places where I've seen that be the case. And that, again, like those are the places where you end up feeling some hope. But it's not enough to just do the blackout. Like, that's cool. I'm not saying don't do it. It's not enough. You got to let people understand why it is that you're doing that. Which brings me to the sports aspect of it. I honestly was, I was very impressed by what the Bears put out, specifically George McCaskey. And if you've listened to this show, you know that I have been extremely critical of the Bears. If you go back into last year and you have the Bears with their 1932 throwback jerseys, shout out to Jack Silverstein, who went in and dug and really did the research that the Bears as an organization should have done, where they were putting uniforms on the first black players to wear that uniform, because back then there was a ban against players of color in the NFL, and the Bears didn't know that. And here they were trotting out these uniforms. To go from that to the place where they're at as an organization with their statement yesterday, I think shows some growth. And I think that those are things that need to be pointed out. I'll show you the contrast in a minute. This is what George McCaskey released on Monday. A week ago, another unarmed African-American man died at the hands of white police officer. We are witnessing the anger and frustration play out in protests across the nation, including Chicago. We must do more than wring our hands and hope it doesn't happen again. As an organization, we have addressed it internally by offering unconditional support to our family of staff, coaches, and players. And today, Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy spent the allotted 2 hours of team meeting time listening to and healing together with our players and the coaching staff. Through our voice, our action, and our resources, it is our obligation to lead. We will continue to work with our player-led social justice committee to provide funding and exposure to local organizations dedicated to empowering communities that have been oppressed for far too long. We're proud to support organizations like Build Chicago, I Grow Chicago, My Block, My Hood, My City, and Youth Guidance, among others, who are doing great work in these communities, and we encourage fans to partner with us supporting them. Our commitment is to continue to be an active participant in change. That's a strong message, especially considering where the Bears are coming from. And right in there is them saying, hey, we're not blind to what happened here. We're upset with what happened here. And they're being very specific. Black man was killed by a white police officer. That's what we're talking about. Meanwhile, the Cubs put out this statement, and I'm reading you both so that you can see the contrast. Where, in this case, the Bears get it, and the Cubs don't. Their statement reads as such. The Chicago Cubs condemn racism in all its forms and decry violence against members of the black community. Bias and discrimination have no place in our society. We support peaceful protests and pledge to channel our energies to rebuilding our city, especially disenfranchised neighborhoods, as a way to build a stronger Chicago. By our example, we hope to build bridges and elevate the issue of equality for all members of society. It's a beautiful sentiment. It doesn't speak to what happened. This strikes me as something that, you know me, when it comes to the Cubs, I feel like everything Cubs should be run through the filter of Theo Epstein. This feels like something that did not reach Theo's desk. Because lacks the teeth of a statement about what is actually being done. The concept